This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Yuvaraj, virtually Arvind Yuvaraj.
The virtual Arvind Yuvaraj. Now, we've been asking you, with the reopening of barbers and hair salons, is a price hike justified? Get in touch with us as we're closing our poll. Twitter at BFM Radio, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Before we get through your feedbacks, let's talk about Amazon.
Mm. So this is coming up from Inc. And it says that Amazon sales hit record highs, but how did customers respond? Not well. So this was a survey done by RBC Annual User, and they reported an increase of 22% in online shopping from January through April. No surprise, right? And from that survey, 54% said yes when asked if recent events will permanently increase their willingness to purchase from online than from brick and mortar retailers. So that's 54% saying they will permanently buy online. So also, everybody did well: Walmart, Etsy, eBay, and of course Amazon. Prime subscriptions are up 28%. Purchase quantity and volume, the number of customers who made at least three purchases, is up 10 percentage points from 2019. And the number of customers who say they spent more than 200 this year is also up 9 percentage points. That's good news. The not so good news: customer satisfaction is an all-time low. Mm. According to the report, the survey results show declining and record low satisfaction levels across Amazon customers. When they say record low, it's not so bad, lah, okay? When I read it, because it's, okay, 64% of survey respondents reported being extremely or very satisfied. That means it's about 36% which were not, right? Mm. But I guess they're comparing it next to Walmart, Etsy, and eBay, which did okay, right? They said 11% of respondents reported being slightly or not all satisfied with Amazon service. And the problem, they said, was with rapid growth. Grow faster than your infrastructure can handle and problems arise. For Amazon, that meant longer than expected delivery times, widespread product shortages. And this guy said he made his first line orders from Walmart this year because Amazon was out of stock and Walmart wasn't. And also, why some small businesses, as odd as it may sound, will at times choose not to grow. He says, after all, more sales usually means more everything, more employees, more inventory, more supplies, and often more cash flow problems, especially when costs are incurred before payment is received. Now, the other thing as well is, if your customer is dissatisfied with your service, your best employees may struggle to maintain the culture you've built when you're forced to hire too many employees too quickly. Your business, no matter how financially sound, may struggle to support the increased demand without raising capital. Now, I'm looking at this article. I don't think it's a fair statement to Amazon, because I do think they are preparing for growth. They weren't prepared for the pandemic, right? And it's like the
nobody
guy,
was.
Right? So the guy went to Walmart because a lot of people who have gone to Amazon is the first choice.
Yeah.
And so Walmart would still have stock, right? So I'm looking at it, and I would think, like, if anybody would be ready infrastructurally, it would be Amazon, right? But I guess the moral of the story is that, are you ready for growth as well? So we looked at a lot of companies. We've been talking a lot of companies here who have suddenly had to go online. Could they handle being going online? Could they handle the supply chain? I think this is a lesson for everybody, yeah.
Mm. Arf, are you still going on Amazon?
Yes.
Amazon, no. Amazon, no, not so much. But a lot of, like, the e-commerce platforms, the local guys.
Yes.
But also, I think, like what Frida said, you can't hold them to, pre-pandemic standards, right? Like, even when I order stuff online, I give them an extra grace period of maybe 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
Normally, something that would get to me in like 3 to maybe 3 days, I give them a week, because it's not normal circumstances. So you can't say, like, Amazon's, not prepared for growth and stuff. It's just that no one is prepared for this situation, right?
Mm.
Also, I think it's also changed the way that most people have shopped. And because, I guess, in that mindset of urgency, you need this thing immediately, whether it's the working from home kind of, tools or equipment, in your mind, you tend to sometimes forget that maybe, a lot of these Amazon sellers, they sometimes don't have it in their store. It's drop ships, right? So when it's a dropship item, it's through, it's like various different channels. channels it has to go through. And borders are all closed.
Right.
So, you know, even if you were to jump onto another seller who may then say that they have stock, I've, you know, experienced this before where, you know, I really needed to buy a shaver and, you know, one of the sellers, you know, just said, sorry, we don't have stock because it comes from, you know, from China.
Yeah.
Another seller said, yes, we do have, you know, and but it still took a long time. And later on, I found out it actually shipped from China. So, you know.
And so this is obviously out from the US. But I think point to note, like when it says here 54%, yes, they would permanently increase their willingness to buy online. I think that's something to pay attention, that people are going to be buying online a lot more because it's almost become habitual already.
You know, we've been asking you earlier today because we were talking about with the reopening of barbers and hair salons, is a price hike justified? And most of you, even on Instagram, have said that most of you are saying, yes, it is justified. There were some responses and, you know, Sri Haran says everyone also needs to earn. So when the cost increased by, say, 50%, how do you expect the barbers to absorb these losses? And B, Jesse Ness says, it's okay for the hygienic supply, not okay if it's to cover their makeup loss over the MCO period. So, yeah, if they're doing this for, I guess, you know, just to make a quick buck, then that's, you know, not good sign at all. So just like what Lex and Jeevan said, you know, be transparent and, you know, show what's actually the cost and why are you increasing by 5 ringgit. So, interesting. Stuff.
Looking at our polls, I think the numbers are still pretty much the same. You know, 70% saying that yes, they, you know, they're willing to pay a little bit more. Some got conditioned, not more than 5 ringgit. 30% an outright no. Well, unfortunately, I don't think that will change though.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's in a way, it's probably just going to be like the new norm, and you just gotta accept it, right? And you know, so we started talking about that, and then we spoke about with the virtual Arvin, of course.
We spoke about Pasar Malam and how like 80% of them may not open because of the strict SOPs and they are struggling to comply.
Right.
And do you want to visit Pasar Malams with strict SOPs like this?
No, not anytime soon. I mean, maybe if they it's a bit more flexi, then I'd go. But it's a bit stressful to go with so many like, you know, SOPs.
Conditions, right?
Same for you guys, right? I mean, I don't know why I want to walk around with like masks and you know, being so afraid and so paranoid. So maybe a month from now, but not soon.
Okay.
So no Pasar Malam for you, but Baba, you will be visiting them in a week's time.
I have no choice. I have to.
Okay. Of course, we ended off with a story about Amazon and, of course, being wary of customer satisfaction, knowing that more people will be buying online permanently.
And coming up later at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay. Ruben Emir Gunalingam, the managing director of Westports Holding, talks about the shipping industry because they were one of the amongst of the worst hit sectors when the global trade took a blow from the coronavirus pandemic. So, you know, Ruben, who basically is leading the mega transport transshipment hub in Malaysia for main shipping lines, tells, you know, how the company is managing and recovering from the impact of COVID-19 and also a slowdown of the world economy. You can get all the conversations that we had for today on our podcast. It's available on the BFM website or the BFM app. Thank you so much for all the, you know, Twitter engagements, Instagram engagements and WhatsApp text messages. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Yuvraj,
virtually, of course.
Virtually,
yeah. And tomorrow we will have Richard Bradbury on virtually. So you know, we'll continue this on for you know maybe for a week or so.
Yeah.
We'll try it out and see how it goes. You know, thank you so much, and we'll continue in BizBytes. Well, we actually continue BizBytes next tomorrow, 1 p.m. Breakfast Grill replay after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.